So then yesterday we focused on spiritual rebirth, and we used Adhisthana as a way into just sitting. So let's do that again. So precious just to have time to be with our experience. No demands or expectations coming from outside. And even no demands or expectations coming from inside. And if there are some, we just turn towards them. With metta. Letting ourselves be supported by the earth. Feeling that support so we can relax, give it our weight. bringing awareness up into the body. So we're both relaxed and awake. Feeling the aliveness of the body. Even if it's sleepy, even if it's tired, still there's energy there. Holding whatever's there with kindness. Really listening to the body. Now having a sense of the space around the body. In the space above the crown of our head, there's a sense of lightness and brightness. We start to feel ourselves in the presence of wisdom and compassion. may take form as the Buddha, a Buddha or Bodhisattva, a Yidam. Bante or some great teacher. Could just be a symbol or light or just a feeling, just a felt sense. We're in the presence of awakening. Not just in the presence of awakening, but in relation, in communication. This enlightened energy, this enlightened being, is aware of us. Letting that in. Letting ourselves be embraced by that compassionate awareness. From that source of awakened qualities above our head, pours light, or whatever for us allows us to feel the Adhisthana. Letting it pour into our heart. Letting it pour into the deepest recesses of our being. So that we're blessed body, speech and mind. are that source of awakened qualities dissolves into us. We're not separate. We can sit with that experience for as long as we like. We can also just let the Buddha meditate, completely open to all experience, not clinging to anything. Everything fine just as it is. Everything clearly known. With a loving, compassionate awareness.